Pod Quiz 999. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 999. Before we start, I would like to thank new Patreon patrons, Patrick and Nina. Also, Anna from the Music iQuiz podcast is going to be guest host for round one this week. So let's get started.
Round one.
Hi James, it's Anna from the Music iQuiz podcast here with a musical round for you and the pod quiz listeners. I've got five songs to play for you and I'll need you to name the song and artist for each. You will find a familiar theme with the artists as you go. All will be revealed when we go through the answers. Good luck.
Question one.
Oh, I feel nice. The sugar looks fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice. So nice.
Question two.
And you smiled over your shoulder. For a minute I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest. And you asked me to stay over. I said I already told you. I think that you should get some rest. I knew I loved you then.
Question three.
My love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song.
Question four.
Said not to see you no more. She said you're like a disease without any cure. She said I'm so obsessed that I'm becoming a bore. Oh no, I think you're so pretty.
Question five.
Just yesterday morning they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to.
Round two.
Round two is on fraudsters.
Question six.
A Ponzi scheme is a fraud where investors pay profits to earlier investors with funds from more recent investors. It is named after Charles Ponzi, who ran such a scheme in which decade?
Question seven.
Nat Warlall is an infamous fraudster who attempted to sell many famous buildings. Which of the following was the subject of one of his frauds? The Empire State Building, the Taj Mahal, or the Tower of London?
Question 8.
Frank Abagnale Jr. is a fraudster who impersonated pilots, doctors, and customs officials whilst passing fraudulent checks. Which 2002 film tells his story?
Question 9.
Which American financier was sentenced to 150 years in prison in 2009 after masterminding the largest known Ponzi scheme in history?
Question 10.
Which American biotechnology entrepreneur was convicted of defrauding the investors in her blood testing company, Theranos?
Round three.
Round three is television. You're about to hear five short clips from television programmes. In each case, I'd like you to tell me the name of the show.
Question 11.
To barmaids, you don't count. Sorry?
Thomas Shelby, from where?
From Birmingham.
Goodness.
No, not much.
Hey, Carlton. I breed racehorses and train them. What is it you do?
I rarely answer questions. That's what I do.
Somebody!
Question 12.
Remember to save house. Quaker family, they about lost their when they saw an ant at the front door. I got lucky. They knew someone in the underground.
What's the underground?
Female road. It's cute, right? They're smuggling handmaids out of the country, trying to. Anyway, I didn't get that far. Office park outside the city. They shot the guys who helped me.
Question 13.
Like, there's enough dirt in this town for the two of us.
We want to buy you out.
So, you clean the dirt on your side. Say what?
We're prepared to make you a generous offer.
Buy me out? I should be buying you out.
Mr. Jefferson, we have 39 stores. You have 7.
So, what's your point?
Question 14.
I think each of us, sometime during our life, has wanted to paint a picture. I think there's an artist hid in the bottom of every single one of us. And here we will try to show you how to bring that artist out, to put it on canvas, because you too can paint almighty pictures.
Question 15.
Oh, we did. You can recreate it, can't you?
Absolutely.
Folks, I don't actually think you got a proper introduction to this very, very funny lady here, and I am going to remedy that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, making her first, but definitely not last, appearance on the Gordon Ford Show, may I present the magnificent, the magical, the marvelous Mrs. Mason.
Round four.
The final round this week is a Who Am I round. There's only one answer in this round, and that is the name of a person. The questions come in the form of clues to that person's identity, and the fewer clues you need, the more points you score.
Question 16.
I was born to Italian immigrants in New Jersey in 1915.
Question 17.
I began singing professionally as a teenager, joining the Three Flashes to form the Hoboken Four.
Question 18.
My first film appearance was in 1941's Las Vegas Nights, but I didn't get a leading role until 1944 in Higher and Higher.
Question 19.
I was a member of an informal group of entertainers known as the Rat Pack.
Question 20.
I was nicknamed the Chairman of the Board and also Old Blue Eyes. Anna and I will be back in 3.5 minutes with the answers after It's Not a Crime by the PK Jazz Collective.
Thank you.
answers. Round one.
Hi there. That's my very best James impression. It's Anna back with the answers to this week's musical round. I'm not sure when this will air, but I would just like to congratulate James on nearing, or perhaps passing now, 1,000 episodes of his wonderful pod quiz. That is a huge achievement, and I would personally like to thank him for championing and helping out fellow podcasters like myself by featuring them on his wonderful podcast. What a legend. And for that, James was the theme of my musical round. Did you pick up on that? This was question number one. It's I Got You, in brackets, I Feel Good, from James Brown.
So good, so good, I got you.
Question two is Say You Won't Let Go, from James Arthur. Question three, the song is At Last, from Etta James.
At last, my love has come along.
Question number four, the song is called Laid. And the band is James. And question five was Fire and Rain, from James Taylor.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
So again, thanks to James for having me on the show. My podcast is called the Music Eye Quiz Podcast. If you're a fan of musical trivia, why don't you check it out? See ya.
Round two.
Round two was on fraudsters, and the answer to number six, Charles Ponzi ran his eponymous schemes in the 1920s. Number seven, the building that Nat Warhol attempted to sell was the Taj Mahal. Number eight, that film that told the story of Frank Abagnale Jr. was Catch Me If You Can. Number nine, the fraudster convicted to 150 years in prison was Bernie Madoff. And number 10, that biotechnology entrepreneur is Elizabeth Holmes.
Round three.
Round three was television. And the answer to number 11 was Peaky Blinders. Number 12 was The Handmaid's Tale. Number 13 was The Jeffersons. Number 14 was The Joy of Painting. And number 15 was The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Round 4.
Round 4 was the Who Am I round, and the answer was Frank Sinatra. If you just got that on question 16 with one clue, you score all 5 points. Question 17 is 4 points, question 18, 3 points, question 19, 2 points, and if you required all 5 clues to get Frank Sinatra, you score 1 point. That's it for Pod Quiz 999. Thank you very much, Anna. I really enjoyed that. Some messages to Adam, the best quiz partner. I love you. Here's to many more pod quizzes. Love, Rebecca. Happy 70th birthday, Jono. Love, Ben, Emma, Otto, and Inca. Happy birthday to Sarah. Your Disney trivia knowledge does us proud. Love, Beck and Sean. And happy birthday, Duncan. We love you to the alien moon planet and back. Love, Luzon, Killian and Avery. Hope you can join me for Pod Quiz 1000 next week. Bye now.